This update is brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. With superior mobile voice and data coverage, Thumb Cellular is the reliable way to stay in touch throughout the thumb and beyond. Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. The Tuscola County Animal Shelter issued an announcement because a dog at the shelter tested positive for parvovirus, so the facility is temporarily closed. The shelter, which is located at 2738 West Caro Road in Caro, will remain closed to the public until Monday, May 13th. Those whose pets have been at the animal shelter in the last 2 weeks are strongly advised to make sure your dog's parvovirus vaccine is up to date and that you monitor their health closely for the few weeks to come. If you see a change in your dog's behavior or they suddenly start showing symptoms of lack of appetite, vomiting, diarrhea, seek medical attention for them immediately. The shelter's staff is taking every precaution necessary to ensure that the virus is eradicated before it spreads throughout the shelter. If you need to speak to an animal control officer regarding an animal complaint, call the animal shelter at 989-672-3863 or Tuscola County Central Dispatch at 989-673-8738. Because marijuana grow facilities need a lot of power to operate, DTE Energy will be doing an expansion with upgrades in Lapeer County. A site plan permit was approved for DTE Energy to proceed with plans for an electric utility substation in Lapeer City. The substation will be built at 3135 John Conley Drive in one of the city's industrial parks. The substation is bordered by three vacant lots. The Planning Commission waived a requirement for an irrigation system to water grass and landscaping at the location because the project will not need to use water. The project needs to be done as marijuana grow facilities in the city are straining available electric utility resources. In addition, DTE plans to modernize and upgrade equipment, some of which is over a century old. The utility company plans to break ground this year with completion in mid-2025. And we will be right back with more news for you at WLEW and WHST right after this.
The birds are singing, the grass is greening, and spring is in the air. At Thumb Cellular, we're celebrating by letting you, our valued customer, choose your own deal. From now until the end of June, customers making the switch to Thumb Cellular or upgrading to a new device can choose from one of three ways to save. One, you can double your trade-in credit when you trade in your current phone toward a new one. Two, you can keep your new iPhone safe and enjoy peace of mind with half-off AppleCare Plus. Or three, choose one free accessory, cases, chargers, and more. The choice is yours, and it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Plus, as an added bonus, add a new line to get a free month of service in addition to any of the three you pick options. Terms and conditions apply. For full details, stop by one of our four conveniently located offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Maximum trading credit is $200 or actual phone value, whichever is greater. Half off AppleCare Plus applies to a one-time purchase. Free accessory priced at $100 or less and excludes AirPods. All offers end 6/30/24. Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of
the phone. Over the last few weeks, members of the St. Clair County Sheriff Explorers post number 2004 have been training hard. Members of the group learned to do building searches, do traffic crash investigations, felony stops, handle domestic assaults, learned about firearms, and more. They will be putting those skills into use during competition against 30 other Explorer posts throughout the state in Battle Creek. According to St. Clair County Sheriff Matt King, the department's Explorers have been working hard and he wishes them good luck in the competition. Explorer programs offer youth an opportunity to learn about a possible career in law enforcement while providing them some basic training. The Michigan Supreme Court has ruled in favor of a local government in a dispute over sending a drone to take pictures of a salvage yard without permission. Liberal and conservative groups closely watched the case, even joining together to urge the court to throw out evidence collected by Long Lake Township. Todd and Heather Maxson had argued that the aerial photos violated their right against unreasonable searches, but the Supreme Court says the fight over excessive junk on the heavily wooded parcel was a civil action, not a criminal case. The court says the so-called exclusionary rule does not apply. And we will return after this.
Get on board.
The water is open. It's time to go boating and fishing and leave stress in our wake. Feel the wind as we ride and a fish on the line. Reel in our first catch and feel the sun at our backs. It's get out on the water season. It's time to get on board. Find out where to get on board near you. Visit Take Me Fishing and Discover Boating to learn more. And please recreate responsibly.
Get on board. Get on board.
Boeing is finally poised to launch astronauts to the International Space Station for NASA after years of delays and stumbles. It's the first flight of Boeing's Starliner capsule with a crew on board. A pair of veteran NASA pilots will check out the spacecraft during the test drive and a week-long stay at the space station. Liftoff is planned for Monday night from Cape Canaveral, Florida. NASA turned to U.S. companies for astronaut rides after the space shuttles retired. Elon Musk's SpaceX has made 9 taxi trips for NASA, while Boeing has managed only a pair of unoccupied test flights. The Eta Aquarid meteor shower peaks this weekend. Astronomers say it should be visible in both hemispheres. The Eta Aquarids occur every year, early May. The shower is caused by debris from Halley's Comet. This year's peak activity happens early Sunday, with an expected 10 to 30 meteors visible per hour in the northern hemisphere. Viewing should be even better in the southern hemisphere. The shower lasts through May 27th. Multiple meteor showers occur annually, and you don't need special equipment to see them. And we will continue with more right after this.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
A Chinese truck driver has been praised in local media for parking his vehicle across a highway and preventing more cars from tumbling down a slope after a section of the road in the country's mountainous south collapsed and killed at least 48 people. Wang Xingyan was driving Wednesday along the highway in Guangdong Province, a vital economic hub in southern China. At around 2 a.m., Wang saw several vehicles moving in the opposite direction of the four-lane highway, and a fellow driver soon informed him about the collapse. Reacting swiftly, Wang, a former soldier, positioned his truck to block the highway, effectively stopping dozens of vehicles from advancing into danger. A Hamas delegation has arrived in Cairo, and Egyptian state media say there has been noticeable progress in ceasefire talks with Israel. But an Israeli official downplays the prospect for a full end to the war. Egyptian state media say a consensus has been reached over many disputed points. Egyptian and U.S. mediators have reported signs of compromise in recent days. Pressure is mounting for a deal. A top UN official says there is a full-blown famine in northern Gaza. Israel still vows to launch an offensive into Rafah, Gaza's southernmost city, where more than 1 million people are sheltering. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net. And once again, this update has been brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb. With locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky, with superior mobile voice and data coverage, Thumb Cellular is the reliable way to stay in touch throughout the Thumb and beyond. And currently here at the station in Bad Axe, the temperature is 70 degrees, the wind speeds are from the east at 7 miles per hour, and the humidity is currently at 66%.